Title: The Future of the U.S.-Canada Trade Relationship in Light of the Election. Content: by Scott Mayberry and Lisa Mays of Shepherd Mullen, and Vincent J. DeRose, Jennifer Radford, Greg Taraposki, and Daniel Honstein of Borden Ladner Gervais LLP. Today, S Global Trade Law Blog is brought to you by a collaboration between the International Trade Group at Shepherd Mullen and the team at Borden Ladner Gervais LLP, BLG. The United States and Canada enjoy a unique bilateral relationship. That relationship reflects a unique friendship, underpinned by shared geography, similar values, common interests, deep connections, and powerful, multi-layered economic ties. The United States and Canada have both repeatedly confirmed their common commitment to strengthening the security of the border by working cooperatively to address threats early, facilitate trade, promote economic growth and jobs, integrate cross-border law enforcement, and bolster critical infrastructure and cybersecurity. The recent election of Donald Trump creates uncertainty in the current trade and investment relationships between the United States and Canada. Although election promises do always result in post-election action, given the conviction of President-elect Trump's promises and the anti-trade perspective of many of those who elected him, it can be expected that some action will be taken to further his international trade and investment promises. Renegotiation of NAFTA during the presidential campaign. Mr. Trump declared that the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, was a disaster, that he would renegotiate or even abrogate. NAFTA has a termination clause that can be invoked upon 6-month notice by the United States. It was within this context that Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, unilaterally offered to renegotiate NAFTA just days after the election. Since the Canada-United States Free Trade Agreement came into force in 1989, followed by NAFTA in 1994, trade between the United States and Canada has more than tripled. It is currently estimated that nearly 9 million U.S. jobs depend on trade and investment with Canada, and approximately $2 billion worth of goods and services cross our borders each and every day. Moreover, the labor mobility provisions of the NAFTA have been used by companies on both sides of the border to facilitate the temporary entry of certain categories of workers, such as intracompany transferees and professionals. Today, there are thousands of Canadians working in the United States, and thousands of Americans working in Canada because of NAFTA. Changes to NAFTA could have significant impacts on business immigration between our two countries. Because the NAFTA is a trilateral agreement, any renegotiation must include the United States, Canada, and Mexico. While Canada has already confirmed its willingness to renegotiate the NAFTA, that offer was made without consulting Mexico. It remains to be seen whether all three signatories are willing to renegotiate the trade agreement, and if so, the extent to which those renegotiations will transform the NAFTA as we know it. This creates uncertainty for all businesses that conduct trade throughout all of North America. The renegotiation of NAFTA could have a material impact on all companies whose supply chain includes North American cross-border transactions. If your business conducts any North American international trade, it is recommended that you carefully monitor the renegotiation of the NAFTA. The softwood lumber dispute, separate from the complex prospect of renegotiating NAFTA, several important bilateral trade issues vex the U.S.-Canada relationship. Most importantly, the brewing dispute over softwood lumber. The lumber dispute is the most immediate Canada-United States bilateral trade issue that will require the attention of President-elect Trump. Historically, the United States has imposed tariffs on imports of softwood lumber, including Canadian softwood imports. Canada accounts for approximately 1/3 of softwood lumber purchased in the United States. The dispute dates back to 1982, when the U.S. lumber industry urged the U.S. Department of Commerce, DOC, to impose countervailing duties on imports of softwood lumber from Canada. After two additional countervailing duty investigations by the DOC, the United States and Canada reached a 5-year trade agreement known as the Softwood Lumber Agreement, SLA. Since that time, the SLA has undergone a very